Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
Our guest this week is Sergeant Laramie Long, United States Army, who has recently returned from action in Afghanistan. Sergeant Long, welcome to the program.
All right, thank you.
I understand that both you and your brother have served together in the Army. Did you both join up together, and what made you want to serve?
Well, actually, he's older than I am, and I never thought I would join the Army. It was something I said I would never do, but I actually joined maybe 4 days before September 11th, before 9/11. So it was kind of unexpected, but I guess I wanted to be like my brother, so I joined the military.
Well, that had to be a real change from what you were expecting from the when you joined up to the whirlwind that really came about right after September 11th.
Yes, sir. It was a shocking. I had just arrived at Fort Benning, Georgia, and it was like 3 days later that happened. So my drill sergeants pulled us in and gave us all a real powerful speech. And, you know, he was like, everyone in this room is going to combat sooner or later. And shortly after that, I went to Iraq in 2003.
Well, tell us about that first experience of being deployed in Iraq. What was it like, and how did that experience differ from your later deployment in Afghanistan?
Well, in 03, when we deployed, it was, we were like, I call it like the test dummies, I guess you could say, because we went with nothing. When we went, we didn't have the up-armored vehicles, the metal plates in our vests. A lot of things that we needed, we didn't have, so we had to learn to depend on each other as soldiers to survive. And that made me stronger. That made my whole company stronger because we didn't have the finer necessities that soldiers really needed to survive. So we had to survive just using the bare minimum. So when I deployed to Afghanistan, I was already prepared for whatever because when I went to Iraq, I mean, it was just unbelievable. The experience was just, and I can't even really explain it, but it made me a better person, not just as a man, but as a soldier and as a leader, to prepare me for whatever may come down the line in the military. So it was a great experience, and just with having a shortage of water and food and other things, it's like, you know, if I can go through this, I can go through anything. So it has really, you know, strengthened me as a man and as a leader, as a soldier.
Well, let's fast forward then from Iraq to your more recent deployment in Afghanistan. You served as team leader for the 287th Combat Heavy Equipment Transporter Company. Tell us about daily life for a soldier in your position.
In my position, with my experience as an E-5, a lot was required of me because I had deployed to Afghanistan and to Iraq. When I deployed to Iraq, I was only a specialist. So even as a specialist, by my experience, I still was working above my pay grade. So a lot was put on my shoulders due to my experience. So in Afghanistan, we were the first HET company in Afghanistan. No other HET company had ever been in Afghanistan. So our role was very vital to the mission. And a lot of routes and a lot of places that they wanted us to go, no one really knew whether or not we can go in these places due to the size of our vehicles. So a lot of the recon missions and things, I was the one that had to go out and do the recon to make sure that we can make it through. And so that was a challenge for me, but it was also an honor because my leadership felt like, well, if it can be done, Sergeant Long can make it happen. So we were able to overcome the obstacles and complete the missions, which were great. And that just, you know, showed that, you know, what people thought we couldn't do, we were able to do it anyway in spite of the odds that were put against us.
Well, you were injured during this deployment seriously enough to where you were granted leave from the country, yet you chose to stay with your unit and finish out your deployment. Tell us about the situation and why you did choose to stay.
Well, I'm also a minister, so I wasn't really supposed to deploy. I had an option not to deploy due to my first deployment. But I wasn't planning on deploying, but I went to drill one weekend with my soldiers, and they asked if I was going to deploy. I told them no. And a few of the soldiers were like, well, we're not going to be able to do it without you. So that kind of made me feel bad, and it made me just want to, you know, be there for the soldiers. So I made a decision to go. So when I got injured, it was July 15th, I was over at the convoy. And even though I was injured, one of my other soldiers was injured even worse than I was. So it took a lot for me to, even though I was hurting and going through my own little thing at the time, I had to kind of hold everything together for myself and keep my other soldiers from panicking and, you know, trying to make sure that everybody stayed calm. So I chose to stay because a lot of soldiers were down, you know, a lot of them fresh out of high school, and a lot of them really didn't have anyone to talk to or to relate to. So I felt like even though I can't go out on any missions, at least my presence would be felt. I could talk to somebody or, you know, encourage a soldier, you know, to continue to just press on when they feel like they can't go on. So I chose to stay, which I really had to fight to stay. But the doctors sort of kind of felt where I was coming from, and they respected the fact that I wanted to stay for the soldiers. So they allowed me to stay in Afghanistan and go through my therapies there in Afghanistan.
Well, I would imagine being a minister must give you an inner strength that a lot of the other soldiers really gravitate towards, to where they really do depend on you.
Yes, sir. It's a lot of people say that I put a lot of weight on my shoulders concerning the other soldiers, but my first deployment, which I say was rough, and a lot of us were young, and a lot of soldiers fresh out of high school, never been home from their parents, and a lot of them were affected by the deployment because they had a lack of, you know, someone to talk to and things of that nature. So I learned a lot from the first deployment, and I saw how it affected a lot of the young soldiers. So I used that to kind of help me with this deployment, to whereas I was saying, if I could help somebody to where, you know, they won't be so messed up mentally when they go back home, because I can use my experience to kind of help them, to keep them from going down a road that I went down my first deployment. So it was more of my second mission to actually just be there and help somebody.
Well, now that you are back home, what are you up to now?
Well, I'm not working right now. I was deployed with the Department of Corrections for Alabama. But due to my injuries, I'm not able to perform my duties there to the point where I would be effective. So I've resigned from that position. Right now I'm just going to school, and I'm just ministering and just trying to heal mentally and physically.
Well, in closing, we'd like to give our guests an opportunity to say something about their fellow service members serving on the front lines of today's military. What would you like to say about your fellow soldiers?
I would just like to say that, you know, as being a soldier and being out there on the front line with them, to just continue to just press and strive. A lot of time as soldiers, we feel like leadership doesn't really care, but we don't take out the time to realize that our leaders have a job they have to do, and we have a job we have to do. So we just have to continue to just press on and complete the mission. And once the mission is completed, we can sit down and look back, and we can be thankful that we were able to be a part of history and make a difference in our today's society and throughout the world.
Well, Sergeant Laramie Long, thank you for your service.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.